Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We have a
fellow Americans, how are you? It's Eric Erickson across the nation. The phone number, should you wish to be on the program, 877-973-7425. I am delighted to have you with me. If you want to come to the gathering, you know, Dave McCormick, who was right on the front row, about to be called up on stage as Donald Trump was shot on Saturday. He's going to be there. We'll be talking about it. You can come sit in the crowd and hear our conversation. You can text the word ENGAGE to 33777. In fact, if you text ENGAGE to 33777, when you click through, you'll see the agenda. There are some people we can't announce yet. We're dealing with security and other issues and trying to make sure we balance everybody out right. You can text ENGAGE to 33777. If you're a young professional, use the code YR. You get a pretty hefty discount. We got someone who came last year wanted to make sure that we were making it available to people. So I want to make sure that we honor that. So use the discount code YR, and it will vastly lower the price of the ticket for you. But in any event, it's ENGAGE to 33777. Glenn Youngkin is going to actually come hang out with the crowd, have a beer on Thursday night with us. We'll at the welcome reception. We'll be all day Thursday, all day Friday, all day Saturday, August 8th, 9th, and 10th in Atlanta, Georgia. Tickets still available. We're starting to run out of tickets, so if you want them, you need to get them. We need to have a chat. We need to talk about the attempted assassination of Donald John Trump. Because a growing number of people on the left and right are starting to descend into conspiracy theories. People are trying to understand what happened. It does not make sense how something like this could happen. And so they're descending to conspiracy. On the left, they have concluded that Donald Trump was actually hit with glass from a shattered teleprompter and was not actually shot. Reid Hoffman of LinkedIn fame, his handler, his money political strategist guy, sent out an email to reporters to tell them he believes it's a false flag operation, that Donald Trump orchestrated it himself. Yeah, the left says Donald Trump didn't really get shot, or if he did get shot, he orchestrated it so that he wouldn't get killed but could use it to advance himself politically. On the right, people have decided that the Secret Service was in on it. This was a plot by the government of the United States to kill Donald John Trump. The Secret Service turned a blind eye. They were in on it. They were complicit. Maybe it was one of their own. How could a 20-year-old get up on that roof without the Secret Service stopping them? There are questions, but we're starting to get answers. The reason good people settle on conspiracy is because they sleep better at night thinking bad people are in charge than that idiots are in charge. Good people can sleep better at night knowing that evil is afoot with a plan than knowing that it is gross incompetence in the works. People want a plan. People want a pattern. They want some thought to it. And so they try to rationalize what happened when it doesn't make sense and decide that there's a conspiracy theory. It had to be the government trying to kill Donald Trump, or it had to be Donald Trump trying to get himself shot. It couldn't just be that there was a massive screw-up of government officials and miscommunication and rank incompetence, and yet that's what we're dealing with here. In fact, there are going to be some of you who want to call or email me and say, no, there had to be something. Did you hear about X, Y, and Z? Oh, I've heard about it all. It's all incompetence. It turns out, according to an interview pushed out by the Daily Mail, the reason a Secret Service agent was not on top of that roof was because it was sloped, and it was a danger to Secret Service agents to be on the sloped roof. So instead, they parked themselves on the ground. Local law enforcement had seen the kid earlier. They saw him scoping the place out with a rangefinder. The local law enforcement passed it on to the Secret Service and assumed the Secret Service would take care of him. The Secret Service assumed that by virtue of the local police passing it on to the Secret Service, it meant the local police were taking care of it. The Secret Service, because they didn't want to be on a sloped roof for the safety of the people who were supposed to jump in front of bullets, decided the local police could take the roof, and the local police did take the roof and decided it was too hot, so they got down. We're not dealing with the best and brightest. We're dealing with the people who needed a job. In the crisis of the third century, the Roman Empire could continue on in perpetuity for quite a while because the bureaucrats were competent and put the glory of Rome ahead of all else. The United States couldn't survive more than a day because the bureaucrats in this country are completely clueless, idiotic incompetents, led by a president of the United States who, with Lester Holt last night, got confused and thought that his Secret Service director was a he.
Is it acceptable that you have still not heard, at least publicly, from the Secret Service director?
Well, I've heard from him.
But have you heard from her publicly?
Publicly. I've sat down in a situation room downstairs. The Secret Service, the FBI, the National Security Agencies, the Homeland Security, all the major elements.
Notice how Lester Holt covered for him. He said him. Lester Holt said her. Didn't correct him. Didn't ask, do you know who your director of the Secret Service is? Director of the Secret Service actually says the buck stopped with her, but she's not going to go anywhere.
We sat down with Director Kim Cheadle today for an exclusive interview.
What was your reaction when you saw the events unfold on Saturday?
Shock and then concern, obviously, for the former president. This is an event that should have never happened.
Who is most responsible for this happening?
What I would say is that the Secret Service is responsible for the protection of the former president.
So the buck stops with you?
The buck stops with me. I am the director of the Secret Service. It was unacceptable, and it's something that shouldn't happen again.
The president and Homeland Security Secretary said today they had 100% confidence in you, but there are some members of Congress calling on you to resign.
I appreciate the secretary's comments, and we're going to continue to be transparent and communicate with people.
Do you plan to stay on? Absolutely.
I do plan to stay on.
You just oversaw the first near successful assassination attempt on a president of the United States since Ronald Reagan in 1981. If you had any sense of yourself, you would resign, but you're not resigning because you are the incompetent person who decided the people who should jump in front of a bullet would endanger their lives by being on a rooftop. You should resign, and that would help restore confidence. Part of the problem we have in this country right now is people do not have confidence in our government. Look at the COVID mandates and the COVID rollout and handling COVID and how incompetent so much of that was. And it cast doubts on the government, and people have chosen, they can't acknowledge, they don't want to believe, they would not sleep well at night if they realize that we are run by a government of idiots. And so there must be sinister plots, there must be evil people in charge who have some sort of sinister dark plan, because it is far, far better to believe there's a sinister dark plan than to believe that actually, no, there are idiots in charge. This isn't good for our society. Lloyd Austin disappeared for a week. Lloyd Austin was gone, disappeared. Nobody knew. The president didn't know. His chief of staff didn't know. The deputy assistant of the deputy secretary of defense did not know. And Lloyd Austin did not resign. Men fell from aircraft to their death. The evacuation of Afghanistan was so botched, 13 soldiers died. People trying to flee, climbing into the wheel compartments of planes, falling out to their deaths, dying. Joe Biden fired no one for the disastrous, botched withdrawal from Afghanistan that left behind American military equipment that wound up in the hands of Hamas to fight Israel. No one was fired. The border is overrun with illegal aliens. No one has been fired. The National Security Advisor to the President of the United States, Jake Sullivan, had the security perimeter at his home breached. Someone was able to get very close to the National Security Advisor to the President of the United States. And no one was fired. Donald Trump was grazed by a bullet fired by a 20-year-old who 30 minutes before local police had seen. They thought the Secret Service was taking care of it. The Secret Service thought they were taking care of it. The Secret Service wasn't up on the roof. They thought the local police were on the roof. The local police weren't on the roof because it was too hot. We're not surrounded by the best and brightest. There is no conspiracy theory here. There is only staggering incompetence. And when the President of the United States and those under him refuse to fire people in charge, there's no incentive to get competent because incompetence is rewarded. Incompetence is given a pass and incompetence is praise. For the Secretary of Homeland Security and the President to say they stand by the director of the Secret Service who was picked by Jill Biden because she wanted a woman in the position, apparently. Forget the qualifications. No one has any incentive to get better. And so what the American people do is they tell themselves stories so that they can avoid dealing with the reality. The story being that there's a sinister plot to kill Donald Trump, or that Donald Trump did this to himself. Because they would rather sleep well at night thinking that someone had a plan. It may be a sinister plan. It may be a dark plan. It may be an evil plan, but there was a plan. And if there was a plan, there was planning. And if there was planning, there was purpose. And if there was purpose, there was cunning. And if there was cunning, there was some level of competence. Far easier to sleep at night thinking that than to go to bed at night and curl up in the fetal position and realize there are no hands on the steering wheel. The president is in depends and the idiots are running the show. And our enemies are crossing our border at night, avoiding our security, laying in wait, and relishing the fact that there is no competence, there is only staggering incompetence, and they will strike because of it. It's that obvious to see. There was no conspiracy theory. There was no plot to kill Donald Trump. There was no desire by the Secret Service to let the guy take the shot. There was incompetence, and it nearly got a president killed. And that should concern us all. Not only are we not sending our best and brightest, the government is not hiring the best and brightest. And they've put an incompetent chief in charge who says the buck stops with her, and yet she refused to resign after the first assassination attempt on a presidential candidate since Ronald Reagan was nearly shot in 1981. If there will be no consequences for that, there will be no consequences for anything. Failure will be rewarded, and that's the problem.
He's got the courage to tell you the actual truth, even when it isn't popular. It's the Eric Erickson Show.
Get the podcast, live stream, email, and social media links by texting Eric to 33777 now.
Hello and welcome. It is Eric Erickson here across the nation. The phone number 877-973-7425 should you wish to be on the show. I want to take a phone call here. I want to go to Charlie. You're going to be up next. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Eric. Good afternoon. How are you?
Great. What's going on?
Well, I want to talk about the assassination and, you know, all these conspiracy theories sprouting up. And I don't think that there was a big plot to take down Trump or anything like that from either side. But I think there's such a lack of trust in our institutions these days. And if you look at what the establishment in D.C. did to take down Trump using a phony story and the power of the FBI, it's not that much of a stretch to think maybe they'll try something else.
Yeah, look, I agree with that, although I think you've got Secret Service agents around him all the time. They could make it really easy and not obvious if they wanted to take him out. I mean, and that's the problem with the extrapolation here. Yeah, I absolutely think they've been trying to stop Donald Trump, and so some people will jump to the conclusion that, oh my gosh, there's the Secret Service was complicit in this. Actually, they could have made it a whole lot easier and less obvious if they wanted to. There are plenty of things that a Secret Service that monitors the man 24 hours a day, if they were complicit in this, could do instead of relying on a 20-year-old. But I totally get the level of distrust. And I think that distrust can't be restored until we start firing the incompetent people in Washington, D.C., including the head of the Secret Service, who said the buck stopped with her. You know, years ago, if something like this happened, the person would come forward who was in charge and say, look, it happened on my watch. I'm resigning. The British still do this. You see that they booted out the former prime minister in Great Britain. He comes out to the microphone and says, I'm very sorry. I let you down. I'm out. Gone. Booted, resigned his position as the leader of the Conservative Party after the election. But Joe Biden doesn't fire anyone ever, and that's part of the problem. You want to restore trust, you start firing the incompetent people. But with progressives, incompetence is actually a job requirement because competent people, well, I mean, they're at a competitive privileged advantage, and we got to put the incompetent people in charge who have no privilege. It's all about privilege, you know. Sad, damning commentary on the state of affairs. Now, you want expertise. You want competence. You need to go to Vision Computers. They can build you computers. 404 Computers, their number. They can build you computers, save you some money, give you a great system. They work with you on your needs and your wants. Tell them, I don't understand what a GPU is, but here's the sort of stuff I do. Here's what I want to do. They'll build you a computer that fits your needs and save you money. Better than the one-size-fits-all big box store computer. And then you get their world-class tech support. So if you have any questions at all about your computer, you get a phone number 15 seconds or less. You call them and they give you the answer faster than a Google search. Now, let's say you've already got a computer and you sadly did not get it from Vision Computers, but you need help. You've lost a file. Something's not working right. You need email support. You need printer support. Call them, 404-COMPUTE. Vision Computers will take care of you for a very low annual fee, $179 per computer. $179 a year, not a month. And anytime you have a problem, you call them, 15 seconds or less. They give you the answer faster than a Google search. Five-star reviews galore. They got thousands of them. They just work, and you don't have to wait on hold. You don't have to wait for them to call you back. 15 seconds or less, you get the answer. Call them at 404-COMPUTE. Tell them I sent you. You get an even better deal, or go to visioncomputers.com. Anywhere nationwide, 404-COMPUTE.
Smart, fearless, and occasionally funny. You're listening to The Eric Erickson Show.
Glad to have you with me. Breaking news, if you're just tuning in, Bob Menendez, senator from New Jersey, head of the Foreign Relations Committee in the Senate, has been found guilty of all 16 counts in federal corruption trial for bribery, obstruction of justice, acting as a foreign agent. I got an email from someone. Why wasn't he charged with treason? Because the country that he was accused of helping is Egypt. That is considered an ally, not an enemy. In addition, there are constitutional rules on treason. It makes it very hard to try anybody with treason. So often people in this country throw around the word treason, and the legal definition of it is actually far more complicated to meet. So there's no reason to charge him with treason, because if you did, well, then you'd have to argue that Egypt was our enemy, aiding and abetting enemies, foreign or domestic, and that would be a complicated foreign relations nightmare for the United States to try to do. So he wasn't charged with treason, just with serving as a foreign agent. Guilty, guilty, guilty. 18 counts. They will now strip him of his position in the United States Senate. Bound to happen. All right. The phone number, 877-973-7425. Should you wish to be on the program, I'm going to Mike, because you got to say this. Mike, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm just fine, Eric. How are you?
Great.
My comment is that I'm tired of hearing everybody say it's going to be a landslide, it's going to be a walk across, because when you do that, you expose yourself to diluting the sense of urgency on the favored team while ramping up the sense of urgency to vote on the opposition. I mean, you can look at numerous examples in sports where the favored team just, you know, sat back on their heels and got surprised. And a political point of reference could be the 2022 midterms.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all we heard for a year was we were going to take the House and Senate and mop up and all that, and we barely won anything. And I just think the favorable pundits should focus on keeping the momentum going instead of saying, oh, you know, we're doing fine, it's going to be a runaway or a landslide, because it can happen again.
It can. And, you know, to Nate Silver's point, the prognosticator who used to be at 538, his point today was that J.D. Vance is a legacy play for Donald Trump. He's not a constituency play, and that could actually hurt Donald Trump and give Democrats renewed momentum, because all they have to do is play J.D. Vance's words against Donald Trump on repeat, and that could persuade independents. The reality is Donald Trump today, and let me timestamp today so everyone knows, if you're listening to delay or a best of or what have you, I am saying this on July 16th of 2024. In the Real Clear Politics polling average, Donald Trump is up 2.7% in the average right now. On the exact same day in 2016, Hillary Clinton was up 2.7%. We do not call her president of the United States. Do not take anything for granted. What's notable here, and this gets to the pollster Frank Luntz's point, our country is really fairly evenly divided. Donald Trump's up 2.7 points. He was up 3 points. That's in the margin of error. That's a tied race. Joe Biden can still win this thing. It's why Joe Biden does not feel compelled to get out of the race. Joe Biden believes he can win this thing. For people who think that November is going to be a blowout for the GOP, on today's date, 8 years ago, Hillary Clinton was up 2.7%. July 16, 2016, Hillary Clinton was up 2.7% of the Real Clear Politics polling average. Today, same day, 2024, Donald Trump up 2.7%. Hillary Clinton lost in 2016, won the popular vote and lost. Donald Trump is sitting exactly where she was in the polling on the same day in 2016. Don't think this is going to be a blowout. Don't think it's going to be a landslide. The country is fairly evenly divided. Donald Trump and Joe Biden are polarizing figures. 68% of the public hates Joe Biden. 67% of the public hates Donald Trump. Joe Biden's approval rating is underwater by 17 points. People believe the country is headed in the wrong direction by a 43-point margin. All of that data should look favorable to Donald Trump, but Donald Trump is a radicalizing person. You love him or you hate him. There are very few people in between. Don't think this is going to be a landslide. Now, to that point, the Democrats are continuing to try to shake Joe Biden out of the race. This is from John King at CNN, who's just got brilliant sources. He's a longtime friend. He writes, The public calls for Democrats asking Joe Biden to bow out of the presidential race have quieted in recent days, but private efforts to nudge the president and his top aides continue, several Democratic sources told CNN. Among the efforts, these sources say, are repeated memos from a seasoned and respected Democratic pollster, Stanley Greenberg, sharing his take that Biden is on track to lose the election and in a way that does deep damage to other Democratic candidates. Lose everything is how one Democrat described a polling memo Greenberg sent to Biden's inner circle in recent days. Devastating was the one-word answer of a second Democrat close to the White House who is familiar with the Greenberg memo. These sources said Greenberg has sent several memos over the past 2 weeks since the president's devastating debate performance, analyzing internal polling he asserts shows the president's position continues to deteriorate because Americans overwhelmingly do not see him as up to serving four more years. Greenberg has been a leading Democratic pollster for decades, and his work includes advising Bill Clinton's two winning presidential campaigns. He declined to comment. Now, I will tell you, a listener in Tulsa texted me and said he understands that the Clintons were in Tulsa this weekend talking to George Kaiser, who's a big Democratic fundraiser, about a path around Joe Biden. This conversations continue with Obama donors and Clinton donors and others. Now, this from the New York Times. In the nearly 3 weeks since President Biden took the debate stage in Atlanta and plunged his reelection campaign into chaos, his closest consultations have not been with his White House chief of staff, his top communications strategist, or even the leader of his campaign. Instead, he's relying on members of his family, a tight-knit clan that includes his son Hunter and First Lady Jill Biden, along with a tiny group of loyalists to steer him through a self-created crisis and quell a rising rebellion against his candidacy from within his own party. Mr. Biden has not consulted directly with the pollsters on his 500-person campaign team about the state of the race against Donald Trump, but has instead relied on Mike Dunnellan, a longtime friend, former pollster, and Biden campaign messaging guru, to summarize the number with regular memos and numerous daily phone calls. The ever-buzzing phone of Steve Ricchetti, a close counselor to Mr. Biden since his vice presidency, is the main conduit between concerned lawmakers and the president. Mr. Biden speaks frequently to his son, Hunter Biden, who calls and texts the president and first lady multiple times a day to see how they are coping with the onslaught of scrutiny surrounding his father's health, mental fitness, and final presidential campaign. Recent interviews with more than three dozen people, some of whom spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss private conversations about the campaign, reveal a truth about the state of Mr. Biden's campaign. The people steering Mr. Biden through the biggest political crisis of his presidency are true believers in the mythology of Joe Biden as the comeback kid and discount opinions to the contrary. This is a panic. This is a panic moment for the White House and for Joe Biden, who sat down with Lester Holt and had to defend some of his, well, awkward comments, among other things.
Well, let's talk about the conversation this has started, and it's really about language, what we say out loud and the consequences of those. You called your opponent an existential threat on a call a week ago. You said it's time to put Trump in the bullseye. There's some dispute about the context, but I think you appreciate that
word. I didn't say crosshairs. I was talking about focus on. Look, the truth of the matter was what I guess I was talking about at the time was there was very little focus on Trump's agenda.
Yeah, the term is bullseye.
It was a mistake to use the word. I didn't say crosshairs. I meant bullseye. I meant focus on him. Focus on what he's doing. Focus on his policies. Focus on the number of lies he told in the debate. Focus. I mean, there's a whole range of things that, look, I'm not the guy that said I want to be a dictator on day one. I'm not the guy that refused to accept the outcome of the election. I'm not the guy who said that won't accept the outcome of this election automatically. You can't only love your country when you win. And so the focus was on what he's saying and, I mean, the idea.
But have you taken a step back and done a little soul searching on things that you may have said that could incite people who are not balanced?
Well, I don't think, look, how do you talk about the threat to democracy, which is real, when a president says things like he says? Do you just not say anything because it may incite somebody? Look, I've not engaged in that rhetoric. Now, my opponent is engaged in that rhetoric. He talks about to be a bloodbath if he loses, talking about how he's going to forgive all the, actually,
I guess, suspend the sentences of all those who were arrested and sentenced to go to jail because of what happened in the Capitol. I'm not out there making fun of, like, when, remember the picture of Donald Trump when Nancy Pelosi's husband was hit with a hammer, going, talking about, joking about it?
You'll note that Lester Holt doesn't call him out on that, that he's not the one using incendiary rhetoric. The day before Donald Trump was shot at, he said Donald Trump was an existential threat to American democracy and needs to be stopped at all costs. The day before that, he called Trump a threat to democracy. He continues to use incendiary rhetoric about Donald Trump, saying he's got to be stopped in some way. He's got to be stopped. And then I haven't said anything incendiary. Nonsense. But also notice the hemming and hawing and the stammering in the conversation. He told Lester Holt his mental acuity has been pretty damn good. That's his quote. My mental acuity has been pretty damn good. He also, when asked, who do you consult on issues like remaining in the race or dropping out? He says, me. I've been doing this a long time. Me. The fact that you've got these conversations continuing, the fact that you have the Clintons doing outreach, you've got the Obamas doing outreach, you've got Nancy Pelosi doing outreach, you now have Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries doing outreach to Democratic donors to try to find a way around Joe Biden. This isn't good. And you know what the Biden campaign team is doing? Not making this up. They're going to start their roll call next week, an online virtual roll call to lock in the nomination for Joe Biden. They want to shut this down over the next 2 weeks, this talk of him withdrawing. They've decided to escalate. They're claiming that it's because of Ohio. The Ohio Secretary of State today came out and said, wait a second, guys, we changed our rule now. Joe Biden can wait for the Democratic nomination. We'll be able to get him on our ballot. Don't blame us for this. They're blaming them. They're blaming Ohio because they're trying to run the clock out on complaints about Biden's mental acuity, about his fitness for office. His advisors have decided he's staying in. The Democratic Party leadership is doing everything they possibly can to force him out. But you cannot force out the nominee who has the delegates from the primary. You can't launch a coup when you're talking about threats to democracy, and that's the situation they're in. But they also, even if they replace Joe Biden, what exactly is their agenda? A repudiation of Joe Biden? Or they'll turn their rhetoric back to Trump? They turn their rhetoric back to Trump. Somebody just tried to assassinate him, literally. You're going to turn the rhetoric and be vehement about Trump after you nearly got him killed? Good luck with that. The Democrats have no easy path forward here. It's still not going to be easy for the GOP, though, because so many people hate Donald Trump. That's the thing you have to remember. It's going to be a close race no matter which way it happens. There's one big difference, though. There's no enthusiasm for Joe Biden among Democrats. That bullet across Donald Trump's ear on Saturday converted his supporters into voters. Everyone's going to turn out for Donald Trump now on his side. Who knows who will on the Democratic side? And that's what's got them scared. What's got you scared? Bank collapses, the economy, interest rates, 22-year high interest rates. Swiss America has been the trusted leader in precious metals for 40 years. They've been warning people about a secret war on cash for some time. If you're interested in safeguarding your hard-earned cash from the secret war on cash, well, you can get their report, The Secret War on Cash, completely free. They're rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. Swiss America can educate you on protecting your assets in their report, The Secret War on Cash. It is something you got to read. It only takes about 15 minutes. They've got it all documented for you, explains it very easily, what's happening with the economy. You get your free copy by calling or texting my name, Eric, to 800-289-2646. The all-out war on cash includes digital forms of currency. Get your copy of their free report, The Secret War on Cash. Just mention my name, Eric, when you call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. You can also go to SwissAmerica.com/Eric or just call or text my name, Eric, E-R-I-C-K, to 800-289-2646.
Want to be on the show?
Hello?
I love your show.
Call Eric now at 877-973-7425.
Greetings. Welcome. It's Eric Erickson here. The phone number, 877-973-7425. Claudia, you're going to be up next on the Eric Erickson Show. Welcome. How are you?
Well, Eric, thank you. I'm doing very well today. It's a privilege and an honor to speak with you. I think this is about my fourth call into you. I feel very lucky to be able to talk to you. I have a comment and I have a question. So okay. I'll give you my comment first. It has to do with J.D. Vance.
Okay.
I hope that this nomination works out better, the family's nomination of him works out better than the ones they did for Dr. Oz and Herschel Walker.
Yes. Well, at least Vance will be tied directly to Donald Trump on the ballot.
That's true. The other thing is I have a question for you, and it has to do with the fact that the case in Florida was dismissed because the judge found that Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, had been unlawfully appointed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the state, the case in Washington, D.C. also seems to be coming apart at the seams. And
right.
I was wondering, do you think this will influence the voters that ran away from Trump because of all these criminal cases now that they're crumbling, will bring them back?
You know, I'm not sure. I think to some degree he's still polarizing. People made up their minds. There may be some wavering, but, you know, the left is saying that, well, the judge in Florida was in his pocket. It's not really true. That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But given the Supreme Court case, given what happened in New York, given the polling on the New York case, I do think there's a level of sympathy for Donald Trump in there and the fact he just got shot. There's
mm-hmm.
a level of sympathy that they are doing anything they can to stop him, that may be able to change some people and persuade them in the direction of Donald Trump. I don't know how to read that yet, and I think it'd be hard to read. But the fact of the matter is that case is going to be appealed pretty rapidly to the 11th Circuit from Florida that dismissed the case. It may make its way to the Supreme Court. It's bought Donald Trump all the time. There's no way that case will go to trial, and if he wins the election, it's going to be dismissed. He is a lucky, lucky man, very lucky. But, you know, to the point of the caller earlier, don't take it for granted. This is still a very close election. Even after the disastrous polling that Joe Biden had after that debate, it's a very close race. The internal Democratic Party polling is apparently worse, but it's a close race, y'all. Donald Trump can still lose the race. Don't take for granted he'll win. All right, I got to tell you about Omaha Steaks because it's the Hotter Than Fire grilling package for $99. If you use my name at checkout as your promo code, you get $10 off at omahasteaks.com. Omahasteaks.com. It is America's butcher shop. You go there. They've been doing this since 1917, over 100 years. How often do you get to say you've done business with a company that's existed for over 100 years? You do with Omaha Steaks, and the reason they've been around for over 100 years is their quality and their customer service. You get 100% satisfaction guarantee. They're going to make you happy. If you're not happy, they want your repeat business. You can go get the Hotter Than Fire grill package for $99 or just get a lot of other stuff. I mean, check them. They've got so much. They've got great seafood with an incredible supply chain, so it gets delivered to you very fresh. They have chicken, pork chops. They've got ready-made sides and desserts. You can plan your whole family grill out at omahasteaks.com. At checkout, use Eric, E-R-I-C-K, as your promo code for $10 off. It's an incredible value, an incredible company. OmahaSteaks.com. Go check them out today. OmahaSteaks.com.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.